When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Jude, he has a big, big lead in the derby. It's Car Ying Generation, six lengths in front, over Cheng Cheng Glory, then Elaine Feeling. Massive Sovereign clears traffic now. He has seven lengths to make up. It's been a dashing ride by Atzani. It's Car Ying Generation, Massive Sovereign. He's two lengths away. Car Ying Generation, Massive Sovereign, Galaxy Patch, Sovereign, Massive Sovereign. He wins it. Massive Sovereign for Zach Purton, and Dennership win the derby from Galaxy Patch.
Goosebumps listening to that call from Mark McNamara once again. Car Ying Generation was something else, but their former Irish galloper, formerly known as Broadhurst when he was trained by Aidan O'Brien, Massive Sovereign for Dennership, was able to get going late to win a derby to give Zach Purton his second Hong Kong derby. Zach, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was an amazing feeling. I sort of haven't had a feeling like that for quite some time. So I think it was just how the race was run as well. Like, it's so exciting when you get that tearaway leader. And to be honest, when I cleared traffic and found the gap at the top of the straight and looked up and seen Car Ying Generation as far in front as he was, and knowing that horse two starts back when he raced over 2,000 metres, he galloped all the way to the line and he was strong through it. I thought when he had that much of a break on me, I was thinking, oh no, I'm going to run second again. Yeah. Like, what a nightmare. But once I started to get out after him, I started to feel at about the 250 I was going to be able to get him. And I was fairly comfortable 150 out. I had his measure. But no sooner did I have that feeling of thinking I had the race in the bag, that then I could feel Galaxy Patch start to chase me down, and I was thinking, oh no, just get to the line. So there are a whole range of emotions in that last 400 metres of the race.
The talk before the race that we were concerned that it was going to be another farcical four-year-old feature race at Hong Kong, were you expecting that tempo?
No, I was not, no.
So what happens then in your mind then, Zach, when you think, oh, this is not happening, this is not what I was expecting? Like, talk us through.
You know, there's nothing I could do. Like, the track on the day had a massive bias towards the inside. You really couldn't make ground back and wide, swinging around the field, which is normally how you ride the A course. And I said to the connections before the race, listen, we've drawn 10. You know, I don't have speed to go forward. There are a couple of runners on my outside that'll go forward, but the horses on my inside, I just know that they're going to kick up and try and hold their spots. So I said, I'm just going to forget about the first half of the race, just go back, put him to sleep, stay inside, ride for luck. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But we can't win going around them, so we've got no choice. And once I was back in the position I was in and the leader started to roll along in front and break the field up a little bit, I'm in the position I'm in. You know, I've just got to sit and wait and be patient and hope that I can get some type of run through them when I need to. And having a horse that's done no work, I know he's going to be strong late.
Yeah. Where do you rate this victory in your illustrious career? Because it was like, I know how hard this Hong Kong derby is to win. That was only your second derby. But to weave the magic you did in the latter stages was Purton at his best. So where does it rate for you?
So to put it in a little bit more perspective, prior to the weekend, I'd had 13 rides in the derby. I rode one horse that bled and pulled him out of the race at the 400. So I'd had 12 rides in it, really, and I'd run in the top four on 11 occasions. And most of those times were in the top two and three. And I'd been beaten in a photo three times, obviously one at the once. But I've always been there, but just keep running into something that's better than me on the day. But fortunately for me, I've had probably the better horses going out of the Derby in Beauty Generation and Military Attack and Exultant and those types of horses. So as they've progressed onto five-year-olds, I've ended up getting the best out of them. But I just haven't had the right horse on the day. And it has been frustrating. But to win in the fashion that he won in, it's always exciting when you come from that far back and you've got to run something down and, you know, just the whole drama of the day. And Mark summed it up very well on his call. I think, you know, it brought a lot of emotion out of me, which doesn't normally happen. So it feels like it's right up there with one of the biggest moments I've had.
I know that we're a little while away before the end of the season, but do you go around again, Zach?
possibly.
Yeah.
We'll see how the body's going. But
you've got to have one season where you go head to head with J Mac.
Just for us. Coming next season. Do you know something I don't?
No, I don't know, Zachary. I don't know. I think, can you give us a scoop? Can you give us something?
No, I can't. He's holding his cards pretty close to his chest these days. But he has seen the light a little bit from what I hear. He's enjoyed being, which is what I've always said and got plenty of criticism for it. But
you haven't shown him your bank balance, have you, Zach?
No, I don't want to do that because then he will definitely come.
But it's like he is coming over a lot, so it'd be great to have McDonald, Bowman and Purton there for maybe your last season or your last couple of seasons. And you're heading to Sydney to ride Militarize. Can you win another? Like, what did you make of his run the other day?
Well, I spoke to James on the weekend about him, and he thought his run was okay. He probably needs to find a little bit on what he's been doing, which is fair enough. But I just get the feeling that the horse has got a little bit more to give.
Yeah.
It's like he's just holding back a touch. So if somehow I can get on with him a little bit better than someone else has, or something just goes his way on the day, of course it's going to be hard to beat Les Bridges' horses. He's sort of thrown in at the weights, especially the way he's been going. And Les is such a great trainer. He's targeted the race as well. He's very clever. So he's going to be hard to beat. But I think my horse is a very good chance in the race.
All right, then. Any other rides that you picked up on that day?
I haven't taken anything at the moment, so I'm free. Yeah.
Give Zach a call. Tell us a little bit about like the Mr. Brightside situation, because you were we got told that you were part of a vote to ride that horse maybe in an Australian Cup or going forward. What was your understanding there, Zach?
I know probably as much as everyone else knows.
Okay.
Obviously, there was a little bit of talk about the way the horse was ridden and the way the race went. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's racing. You can't win every race.
No.
It's pretty unrealistic to think that that's going to happen. And, you know, the horse run a terrific race and whatever else. I'm always here. If the connections need me, I'm here. If they want to keep putting Craig on, well, that's also great. So,
would you take him to Hong Kong?
Depends which race they want to come for. I don't want him to go head to head with me in one race where I've got a decent ride. So
which race would you recommend then? because we all know that you run the show in Hong Kong, Zach.
I'd probably run him in the mile.
Yeah. I think he's a best mile. Like, he's a great miler as well. So that's going to be some race meeting, that meeting, and hopefully we get a few Australians there maybe.
So where I do need some help and where a good Australian horse will be able to be very competitive in the race here in at the end of April will be the sprint.
Yeah.
Our sprinters this season, because Lucky Swainess is obviously off the boil a little bit. He's been a little bit tired. Now J-Mac's been sacked off him as well because he didn't get him out the gates either, so it's the jockey's fault.
Yeah.
So outside of him, we don't really have a decent sprinter. I know Victor the winner went to Japan on the weekend and he ran very well. And he won the last Group 1 sprint here. And he deserves to win it. He's a very, very good horse. But he needs to lead to be able to be successful. If he doesn't draw the right gate and he gets pressure put on him, well, it opens the door. But outside of those two horses, our sprinters are, it's the worst I've seen in the whole time I've been here.
Do you know what?
We've got a Group 2 sprint race coming up on the 7th of April, and it's basically a Class 2 race, except for Lucky Swayness, who's obviously the Group 1 horse. And he's, to be honest, this is Lucky Swayness's chance to bounce back, because it's set weights for penalties, so it's not a handicap where he's got to give a heap of weight away. He's only got to give £5 away. So if he doesn't beat these Class 2 horses under those conditions, he's in a spot of bother.
Yeah, it's a tough one, because you've got Imperatrix, I Wish I Win, at the top of the market. There may be Sunshine and Paris, or maybe one of Godolphin's horses, but our sprinters have dropped away a little bit as well. Like Osmosis might be suited to a meeting like that, but he's been booked for the Quokka. So I don't know, Zach. We'll get on. We'll have a think about it and we'll see what we can do. Something.
No worries.
Something.
You find the horse, I'll ride it. All right, after it wins, we'll have a drink.
10%? 10%?
No problem.
So Macca got the sack of Lucky Swayness as well. Unbelievable. I thought he cut your lunch. I thought he cut your lunch sack.
Well, you know, when the connections are just used to winning every race and then all of a sudden something doesn't go right, well, stop. You know, the jockey generally gets the blame, unfortunately. Yep.
Hey, you're a legend, mate. We could chat to you all day. We appreciate your time. Well done to take out that second Hong Kong Derby, and looking forward to seeing what you can do on Militarise and a Doncaster and win your fourth, mate. Well done.
Careful. Thank you.